What? We're starting a new one, you know. We're starting the kiss. We're starting the kiss. The kiss is a whole nother level. We're ready. Zeros and zeros have a lot to do with awareness. Zeros and zeros has to do with your it's awareness. It's being on top of your meisim. It's being very, very aware of what you're doing. Is it aligned with your goals? Is it not aligned with your goals? Are you allowing other things to make you lose focus and not make you lose focus? So it all has to do with your actions. We're entering into a whole new realm right now of Nikias, which becomes much more delicate, much more complicated, much deeper in the person, which is it doesn't have to do with what your actions has to do with your feelings and your thoughts. When you actually feel about something, does it talk to you? Does it not talk to you? Are you interested in that? You're not interested in that. Until now, yeah, I'm interested in ice cream, but I'm not going to let the ice cream distract me from getting to school on time. That was what we were talking about until now. So yeah, I love vegging out on the couch for 3 hours. It's really fun, but that's it. I'm not gonna let it get in the way, and I'm gonna go to night seder. Now we're entering a whole new thing. You actually want the ice cream? What do you want it for? So now, till now, we could fake it. You could fake it a little bit because you could do it. You could go through the motions of zeros and zeros. You could train yourself to be aware, and you could do the things, and you could stay focused, and you're a good boy. But the shleimus is nikius now is a whole nother level of shleimus in the person. It's another level of shleimus of the person. Is there any description of what you're about, not just what you do? We work mostly in the world of action. We describe a person by what they do. Do they do the right thing? Do they not do the wrong thing? This is getting to a much deeper level in the person, not just what you do. It's what do you find important? What do you think is enjoyable? Let's say I think it's enjoyable, but I don't do it. Am I a good guy or not a good guy? So Nikias now, I think, is a shlav taking the sefer to the next level. Okay? And it's really a mechudesh dik idea. Okay? Midas and Nikias he. Because Adam naki legamri mikol mida ra mikol chet, completely clean from the chet, completely clean from the bad mida. Loi dai mimasha chet boi meforce of the gully. Not only from the parts of the chet that people are aware of, and legamki mimasha halev nifta boi lahoyrois heter badava, but even from what the lave seduces the person to convince himself that this thing is mutter. Shekashenach karlo nimsa shlohaya taiva. Let's talk about this. So it says the Mishnah Sharem that why is this important? Why is this nida important? Theoretically speaking, it's not really that important because I will train myself to do the right thing. I'll never perfect my character. I'll never really perfect it, those things. I'm still gonna love ice cream, still gonna love the food, but I won't need it. I won't need it. What's so bad? So he says, you know, there's a big nafkamina. The nafkamina is the kozman you want it. So right now what's happening is that you live really with an internal struggle between your brain and your heart. Your brain, you've trained yourself to listen to your brain. But your heart tells you that you really want other things. So what happens is that sometimes what's going to happen is that something within which is clearly awesome or clearly inappropriate you know about, you're aware of, and your mind will tell you, don't do it. But the problem is there's many borderline things. And on the borderline things, the lave, the emotional part, can convince the brain that it's okay.
For example.
For example, let's take an example of sleeping late. So I love getting up early. That's my thing. Like we spoke last week. Good. Let's say, I'm still a really lazy guy. I really do want to sleep late. But I convince myself that now, let's say my alarm's going off. Now I'm at a weak moment. I'm at a weak moment because my mind's telling me, really, if you get up now, you're not going to be able to learn the rest of the day. So I think you should stay in bed. Well, it's a really good idea because if you stay in bed now, you'll be able to learn better the rest of the day. Now, whatever, you miss chakras, is that. Now, really, it was all baloney because it would have been just fine. It was an extra coffee. But because you enjoyed the sleep, you were at a weak moment and you were able to
Sure.
convince yourself that it was multi or whatever, that you should do it. So if a person doesn't clean themselves of the Midah is still driving them. And at weak moments or at moments where it's not clear, the Midah will be able to convince them that it's okay. So, for example, let's take another example. You obviously would never eat not kosher, right? But the mice food it tempts you. You're into good food. You're into good food. So, or let's say wine, okay? You're into good wines. But obviously, I would never take a non-kosher wine. I'm always going to check the wine, make sure it's moflashol, and I'm very careful. Very careful. But when I say I love wine, now I go to a Jewish wine festival. And there's some really good looking wines out there. So I could ask the guy behind the counter, can I see the bottle? I want to check the Hechsher. Or it's a Jewish wine festival. I'm assuming they're all kosher. I have to check. Come on. I'm sure it's fine. And why are you saying I'm sure it's fine? Really? A Jewish wine festival has anything to do with kosher? No. But you love wine. And therefore, the way that the Yetzer Hara, the way the drive for the wine is convincing you, it can't convince you to drink. It never was successful to convince you in drinking non-kosher wine. But it can convince you that the wine is kosher. That it could do. Versus a person that's worked on themselves to say, wine a hay and wine a hair, whatever. So then they'll go to the wine festival and be like, okay, I'm not so drawn to this wine. Let me check my standard. Is it kosher or not? Show me the bottle. Right? So basically, it's Maisim B'chol Yom. That we are very good at following our mind on things that are obvious. It's the gray areas or the moments of weakness where the lave now, the lave can never beat the mind. Because once you have Zeriz, a sense of hearis down pat, your lave cannot defeat your mind. Your mind is in charge. But what the lave could still do is that the lave could convince the mind that it's okay, and now he has the mind working for him.
Definitely could see why this is the next level.
Yeah, it's a whole nother avodah. It's a whole nother thing because you can't fake this. You could fake Zerizus and Zeiris, basically, because you're doing all the right things. But you can't fake Nikias, because if you're not Nucky, you're not Nucky. Who you can't fake. So yeah, it's a brand new level. I don't know how to, I'm not sure how to work on this level, but we learn about it. And when we learn about it, you discuss it, you think about it, then comes something that's on your mind, and maybe you got to the Shemaya to start working on it.
Yeah, because if I'm going to the other levels, It's just action. Like, even if you're not holding, just do it and
Just
do
do
it
it,
and
fight it, go,
do it.
train yourself, train, train, train. But
Here.
here it's like, train myself. I did train myself, but I still like it.
But
No, don't like it anymore. I like it.
couple of years will not help.
Huh?
Couple of years will not help.
So, for example, when I grew up, until I went to yeshiva, I was mounting into sports. I would follow and this and that, everything about it. And then I'm like, oh man, I'm going to yeshiva. And I almost was like, I should go to yeshiva that I can still follow sports. Because like my son, how am I going to give it up? Right? I went to yeshiva, especially in those days. It sounded like I'm so old, but whatever. It's 20 years ago. No, 30 years ago. And yeah, it was 30 years ago. And I went to yeshiva. No one had cell phones. There was one of those pay phones. No one had cell phones. No one had, there was nothing. I know, Shai, you couldn't follow anything.
Impossible, keep it up.
You couldn't follow anything. Lemaisa, after, it didn't take long. By the time I came home after Elul Zman, and I missed a few of the things, basically, it was like so no shy, like beyond no interest in it. So there is such an idea that you could develop yourself to lose interest in things. But it takes time. I think that's the only thing that ever works for me. I still like wine.
But that's Nikias, or that's again, that's very similar. That's actions.